The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, has promised to lead a strong fight against corruption in order to protect the public purse if elected into government. Nana Addo also pledged to ensure that the nation gets value for money to improve public services and drive the important agenda of economic transformation. Addressing students of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Kumasi on how to tackle corruption, the NPP flagbearer urged the government to, as a matter of urgency, expedite the legal process to retrieve monies paid in the name of judgment and settlement debts. Nana Addo said the time has come as a people to change the culture of seeking wealth through politics and seeing politics as a field for national gain. Brighton Trauma has sent this report.
The 10-page document was titled, Why Ghana Cannot Afford Corruption. Nana Addo began his presentation by explaining the consequences of corruption on national affairs. Corruption, according to Nana Addo, reduces revenue to the state, holds back economic growth, and inflates the cost of running government. It results in the loss of legitimacy and respect for legally constituted authority. He acknowledged that governments all over the world are plagued with corruption, except that under some government, the disease becomes a raging epidemic. He said corruption on any scale is expensive and has been especially expensive to Ghana's development. Nana Addo noted that when the NDC was in opposition, the party launched a full-scale attack on NPP and accused the party of being corrupt. But up to date, no single member has been cited in any corrupt practices. This shows the track record of a party which protects the public purse. He believes the fight against corruption must start with incorruptible president, which he seeks to provide.
I can assure you, in all humility, that I am not, have never been, and will never be corrupt. I can also assure you that as your president, I will not condone corruption in my government. Bring to the table and to the office of president of this great country an unblemished track record of personal integrity and fortitude. I will lead a strong fight against corruption in this country.
Nana Addo sounded a word of caution to party faithfuls and business executives who want to enrich themselves through politics under his administration to revise their notes. This is because an Akufo-Addo government has no room for such people.
If your idea is to make corrupt money in government, then there will be no room for you in my government. If you think of public office as a shortcut to making money, then find some other venture to engage your time and energy. There will be no room under an Akufo-Addo government for self-enrichment in politics.
As the NDC launches its manifesto, Nana Addo has challenged the party to state a single policy in the 2008 manifesto which has been implemented.
Brighton Trauma's report.